ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वातीतम् गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकम् नित्यम् विमलमचलम् सर्वधि साक्षिभूतम् भावातीतम् त्रिगुणरहितम् सद्गुरुम् तम् नमामि ॐ ह्रीम् दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यम् वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीम् ॐ ॐ ह्रीम् दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यम् वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीम् ॐ ह्रीम् दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यम् वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीम् ॐ जय रघुनन्दन जय जय राम जय रघुनन्दन जय जय राम जय जगजननी जानकी राम जय जगजननी माई सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ
ॐ
भूर्भुवस्वः
भूर्भुवस्वः
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम्
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम्
भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि
भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि
धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्
धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय
सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय
सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय
सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे
सवित्रे
सूर्यनारायणाय
सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय पवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो
भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय
ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः
ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः
मूकं करोति वाचालम्
मूकं करोति वाचालम्
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं
यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे
यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे
परमानन्दमाधवम्
परमानन्दमाधवम्
ॐ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम
साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम
द्वितीयोऽध्यायः
द्वितीयोऽध्यायः
चाण्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् द 11th वर्स् आफ् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् वियर् द 17th वर्स् नौ ऐ जस्ट् फिनिश्ड् 16th वर्स् ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः
ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः
श्री भगवानुवाच यस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति
न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति
We have to the Bhashyam, no? For this. Kaschit kartum arhati. One can do, one deserves doing, one can do. Na kaschit kartum arhati. No one, none can do. Do what? Vinasham kartum. No one can destroy. Vinasham kartum, to destroy. No one can destroy. No one can destroy what? Asya, avyayasya, vinasham. No one can destroy the truth, the sat, which you have already seen in the meaning, no? The sat, which has been discussed in the previous verse, the sat, the truth, no one can destroy. What is the nature of this sat is avyayasya. Avyayam sat. And tasya avyayasya sataha vinasham kartum kaschit na arhati. So no one can destroy this sat. But because sat is avyayam. No, vyaya means that it is subject to change, that it is not subject to change. So, no one can bring about any change or destruction on the part of sat, which is not subject to change. And therefore, hey Arjuna, may you know that sat, which is available for understanding as the pure chit. Okay? The sat, the existence of the whole jagat, is in fact being the chit. It is avinashi, it is indestructible. See, the pure knowledge, the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is in the form of pure knowledge. No? Shuddha Jnana Swarupam Brahma, no? This is the chit. That is avinashi, no, not a subject to destruction. May you know that. See, you have to understand here how sat is indestructible. So you have to understand here very clearly. Here, what is said to be, hey Arjuna, tad vidhi. May you know that sat. May you know that to be avinashi, indestructible. How it is indestructible? Why it is indestructible? What is indestructible? The sat. Sat of the universe. When you sat of the universe, sat of every being, sat of everyone, sat of everything. Okay, the existence of everything, the existence of the universe, the whole universe is sat. It is continuity of what has been said already. Okay, you'll understand, don't worry. Come listen, you'll understand it. So what is sat here? The existence. What is the existence? The reality. I can give you an example again because many people are new here today. Okay, just a little bit so I can see. Water is the existence of the ocean and the waves. Why do I say water is the existence of the wave and the ocean, waves in the ocean? Because the existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. The wave or the ocean is just the nama rupa which cannot exist independent of the water. The existence of the nama rupa wave or the ocean is dependent on the existence of the water. Therefore, the existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, water is the very existence of the ocean. Similarly, the existence of the reality, Brahman, is the existence of the Samagram Jagat, entire universe. Therefore, the reality, the consciousness, is the existence of the universe. That is fine. And that consciousness, being the very existence, it is the very cause. Therefore, it is all pervasive. It is all pervading. It pervades the entire Jagat. Just as the water, the existence, pervades the entire ocean, being the very cause, similarly, here the consciousness, the sat, the being the existence of the universe, it pervades everything. Therefore, may you know that sat to be the indestructible, by which yena dam sarvam tatam, by which the whole Jagat has been pervaded. Tad vidhi yena sarvam idam, idam sarvam jagat. This entire universe has been pervaded by that sat, and may you know that sat to be indestructible. How it is, you can understand the indestructibility of this sat only if you understand that sat is nothing other than the chit, the pure consciousness, which is available for understanding. The sat being the chit, the consciousness, the pure knowledge. Now you can understand only as the substance, the I, substantive I. You know what consciousness is. How do you arrive at what consciousness is? As the very chit. Okay? Then, that's the chit which is available for a recognition. For recognition. Where do you recognize? How do you recognize? The sat of the universe is for pure consciousness. This meaning of the word consciousness, you arrive at only when you recognize the sat as the pure chit. As what? As the substance of the substantive first person singular pronoun I. Then you understood it. Oh, that sat is in fact the chit. This chit is the sat. Understand? And that sat, once you know how it is trikala badhitam, it is now, it is free from three, you know, past, present and future. It is free from time limitation. It is free from spatial limitation. It is free from object limitation also. Then you understand that sat, which is the chit, is indestructible. How can, as time-wise, spatially, or object-wise, limited object cause any destruction to the time-wise, object-wise, spatially limitless vastu? therefore avinashi. May you know that truth to be indestructible. That because the very wave can never destroy the water, nor can the water cause any destruction to the wave. Okay? So here, similarly, he says, Tadviddhi, yena sadvastuna, idam sarvam jagat tatham asti, tadvastu, chidasti, ataha, therefore, tasya, tena sadvastuna, samagram idam jagat tatham asti, pervaded asti. It means pervaded. So, tasya. Therefore, tadvastu avyayam asti, avyayasya tasya sadvastunaha vinasham kartum na kaschit arhati. None can bring about any destruction, none can destroy that sadvastu, because that sadvastu is purely chit. Purely chit. Understand? Okay. So we'll read the Bhashyam note. Okay, I had to come back to the class after a long time.
Just a little. Huh? I'm having trouble understanding.
You want me to explain?
No. Slower, just a little slower.
I'm fast?
A little more than usual.
Okay, baby. Thank you. Thank you, they reminded me.
Very excited from the retreat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Avinashi iti.
Avinashi.
Avinashi iti. So, this verse begins with the word avinashi. So, we'll read the meaning now. Avinashi.
Avinashi.
So here, the avinashi is adjective, word for sat. Avinashi. What does the word avinashi mean? Shankara says here, na vinashtum shilam asya iti. Vinashtum shil na. Vinashtum.
Vinashtum.
Shilam.
Shilam.
Asya.
Asya
iti.
Iti.
So, vinashtum shilam na asya means what? That which is not subject to any destruction. That which is not of the nature of getting destroyed. Okay? Therefore, that which does not undergo any change. Okay? It is not of the nature of getting destroyed by anything else. It is not of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, it is avinashi, indestructible. Then, two. So, next is avinashi. The word avinashi, is followed by the two. The nipata. The two always emphatically say something. Two means whereas. You can say that. Tu shabdaha asataha viseshana arthaha. Asataha viseshana arthaha. That means what? It becomes the tu stands as an adjective for the asat. Okay? What does it mean? Sat is avinashi. Then it is understood asat is not avinashi. Okay? When the tu stands for what? The two implies sat. If sat is indestructible, then what about this two? Two stands for asat. What does it mean? Whereas the asat is not indestructible. That means asat is subject to changes. We have to be very careful. When I say sat is not destructible, we may think asat is not destructible. Asat is not indestructible means what? Asat is destructible. Even then you have to be very careful. Asat also is not subject to total destruction. It is only subject to relative destruction. Please be careful. Asat is subject to relative destruction and sat is not subject to destruction at all. So when you say not subject to relative destruction means it undergoes changes. It remains in different form. Now it keeps on changing. It undergoes changes. Nothing is subject to total destruction. There is no such thing called total destruction. Okay? Be very careful about it. Sat is not subject to total destruction. Asat also is not subject to total destruction. But Asat is subject to relative destruction. And Sat is not subject to relative destruction also. What does it mean? Sat does not undergo any changes or whatsoever, and nothing can bring about any change on the part of the Sat, whereas Asat is subject to change. The two imply so much. So Asataha Viseshana Arthaha. Then Tad Vidhi. Tad Vidhi. So Vidhi is the imperative, second person singular imperative form of the root vid. Now the verb is veti and vidhi, like pa, pahi, da, dehi, vid, vidhi. With he becomes vidhi. Okay? Vidhi, may you know. So what is an equivalent another verb? Vijanihi. Jan, okay? Vijanihi, may you know. Hey Arjuna, may you know that. What is it you should know? There is no such thing called destruction. If at all there is destruction, there is only relative destruction. For the Asat, for the Sat, there is not even relative destruction. It's okay? That is the meaning. Kim.
Kim.
Then, what is that which is not destructible? He says here, Yena Sarvam Idam Jagat
Sarvam Idam Jagat
Tatam
Tatam
Yena Sarvam Idam Jagat Tatam Yena, by which Yena is a relative pronoun, and that's the third instrumental case of the relative pronoun Yena, by which. Yena sadvastuna. See, yad sadvastu avinashi asti. That the reality which is the chit, which is indestructible. Tena, okay? Yena sadvastuna. Sarvam idam jagati. The word sarvam says everything means what? Everything. Including your mind, body, sense complex. Every bit of it, okay? The samagram. Idam sarvam jagat. So you can't place I anywhere. That's what you have. Idam sarvam means, idam, when you say, you have to include even the knowledge that I am. Idam means what? This. This starts from where? This, the knowledge that I am. And all the thoughts which are objects of knowledge. The entire mind which is object of knowledge, all your sense powers, all your powers of organs of action, all your pranas, all the physiological functions, the whole physical gross body and everything external to the physical gross body, everything is indicated by sarvam, idam sarvam jagat. This entire universe has been pervaded, tatam, no, has been, tatam is a past passive participle, tatam pervaded. So we have to say, idam sarvam jagat tatam, this entire universe has been pervaded, yena, by which vastu. Okay, tad vastu may you janihi. Kim janihi, what should you know? May you know that vastu, by which everything has been pervaded. That so tatam, Shankaracharya gives another word, vyaptam.
Vyaptam.
See, for the word tatam, Shankara gives a meaning vyaptam. Vyaptam also, no? Tatam pervaded. Vyaptam also means pervaded. What is the dhatu of the word vyaptam? Aap. Aapnoti, vi aapnoti, vyapnoti. Vyapnoti pervades, apnoti reaches, vyapnoti pervades, vyaptam pervaded. Okay? But the word Vishnu has come from this, no? Sarvam vyapnoti iti Vishnu. Therefore, Vishnu means all pervasive. Yeah. So here, tatam vyaptam, then kena vyaptam, yena sarvam idam jagat tatam vyaptam, tatam vyaptam, sat akhena, sat akhena, sat akhena, sat akhena,
sat akhena,
brahmana. Okay, sadakhena brahmana. See, the Brahman, the reality, the absolute reality, which is free from, which is limitlessly big, great, limitlessly big, time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. That is Brahman. I explained to you in the other classes. No? Brahmana means by the big reality. What is the big reality? How big it is? I told you. Time-wise, object-wise, spatially, limitless reality is Brahman. And by that Brahman, which is known as Sat here, Sad Akhena, the Brahman which is indicated, which is known by the word Sat here, which is said to be the existence of the whole universe, Yena, okay, Vastuna, Yena Vastuna, Idam Sarvam, Tatam. Katam, Idam Sarvam, Tatam. Katham sadvastuna. See, sad akhena brahmana katham itim sarvam tatam. How was this entire universe pervaded by that sad, the existence, pervaded by Brahman, the absolute reality, which is free from three limitations and which is known by the term sat here. How is it pervaded? It is said here, Sakasham.
Sakasham.
Sakasham means what? Akashena iva.
Akashena iva.
Ghatadayaha.
Ghatadayaha.
See, ghatadayaha, like objects like pot, etc., how the pots are pervaded by the space. The pot which exists in space, seems to be parting, dividing the space, no? Though it doesn't divide the space, in fact, space is one indivisible, partless whole. Even though the space is one indivisible, partless whole, but the spot which exists in space seems to be dividing the space, and because the spot also encloses the space, the space seems to, no, we say, part space. There is no such thing called really speaking the part space, but still we say there is part space. But really speaking, space pervades the part which exists in space. Part cannot pervade the space, okay? Part existing in space is pervaded by the space, and this part space also is non-different, inseparable from the Mahakasha, the space outside. Understand? So just as the space pervades the objects like spot, similarly, all this entire jagat which exists in consciousness, Brahman, the reality which is free from all limitations, which is known by the term Sat, which is the pure existence of the jagat, pervades the entire jagat. Just as space pervades the jagat part, okay, which the part which exists in space, similarly, the consciousness Brahman, the existence of the jagat also pervades this entire jagat. It's okay? Akashena ghatadayaha yata tataha, no? Tataha bhavanti, vyaptaha bhavanti, tatha. We have to understand. Then next, he goes to the next one. Vinasham.
Vinasham.
Adarshanam.
Adarshanam.
Abhavam.
Abhavam.
So, vinashaha, he explains what is vinashaha. Vinashaha means what? We can say adarshanam. Okay? See, non-appearance. That means what? Abhavaha. Okay? Total destruction. Non-existence. Vinasham kartum. Okay? That is not possible. So he says now, avyayasya. Okay, he says that sadvastu, see the Brahman, the sadvastu, which is the chit, is what now? Avyayam. Avyayasya, he says, na vyeti.
Na vyeti.
Upachaya.
Upachaya.
Apachayau.
Apachayau.
Upachayapachayau.
Upachayapachayau.
Na yati.
Na yati.
Iti. Avyayam.
Avyayam.
See, beautiful explanation. Vyaya na vyeti. No? See, vyeti means that which does not, okay, diminish in size, that which does not decline, see, that which cannot be made bigger, that which cannot be made smaller, small also. Na vyeti. Na vyeti means nothing can be added, nothing can be diminished. That which is not subject to any diminishing or addition, increasing or reduction, is what now? Na vyeti. Na vyeti. So, apachayaha. Sorry, upachayaha, apachayaha. Two words. Upachayaha and apachayaha. So, upachayaha means what? Know, being, no, the being subject to addition, okay, something can be added to, say, can say upachaya, addition or increase, upachaya, okay, apachaya, reduction, diminish, you can say that. So it is not subject to upachaya or apachaya. Therefore, it is what na vyeti. So that which is not subject to decline, okay, or change. Na vyeti means not, does not change. Either in terms of increase or in terms of decrease, that which does not undergo any change. See, addition also can bring about a change, okay. I mean, look at this. Suppose increase brings about a change, or decrease also can bring about a change. So, na vyeti, na does not change. How? Upachayena va, apachayena va, na vyeti. That means, the reality cannot be made bigger than what it is, nor can it be reduced, made smaller than small. So he says, therefore, avyayam, and tasya avyayasya vinasham kartum kaschit na arhati. Therefore, none can really destroy that reality which is not subject to change. Okay, na etat. Sadakhyam Brahma.
Sadakhyam Brahma.
Sadakhyam Brahma. Svena Rupena.
Svena Rupena.
Vyeti.
Vyeti.
So, Svena Rupena na Vyeti. See, this Brahman, what he says here is, Brahman, the absolute reality, okay, which is limitlessly big, which is free from limitations, is known by the term Sat. Why it is known by the term Sat? Because that Brahman is the existence of the universe. Okay? And Sad Akhyena, okay, the Brahman which is indicated by the word Sat, which is because of its status of being the existence of the universe, he says, na vyeti, swarupena na vyeti. It does not undergo any changes, undergo any change. So vyeti, Shankara gives another word here, vyabhicharati. Vyabhicharati, I told you, vyabhicharati means what? Changing. See, constantly constantly undergoing changes. No, it's called vyabhicharanam. Okay? Na vyabhicharati. There's no constant change. There's no change at all on the part of Brahman. Why it does not undergo any change? Beautiful meaning. Nir avayavatvat. Say? Nir avayavatvat. See, avayavaha means a limb or part. Nir avayavaha means, no, a partless. Okay, limbless. Understand? If any one object which has many parts, many parts, head, hands, legs, thighs, fingers, nails and toes, the many parts. If anything which has many parts, I mean many parts means many parts put together is one thing. It is subject to change. Many parts put together is subject to fall apart. Anything, many things put together subject to fall apart. But here, okay, and it has many, anything which has parts is subject to undergo changes. And here it is partless. How it is partless? Indivisible. Partless, indivisible whole. Like what? Like the Akasha. Akasha is an example. Okay, partless, indivisible whole. Space is not divisible. Space is partless. Even though we say, we divide the space, even though we make seeming different, okay, we say drawing room space, kitchen space, bathroom space, bedroom space, the walls which stand in space seem to be dividing the space. Really speaking, they do not divide the space. They themselves are standing in space. So space is one indivisible, partless whole. Indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, like that, this vastu, what? Nir avayavatvate, due to its status of being free from parts, because it's one partless indivisible whole, it is not subject to any change. For a given thing to be subject to change, it must have many parts. Or it must be divisible. Anything which has part is divisible. So it is even divisible, partless whole. Nir avayavatvatu. Na vyeti svena rupena na vyeti na vyabhicharati kimartam na vyabhicharati kimartam na vyeti kimartam upachayaha nasti kimartam apachayaha nasti. Why there is no apachayaha? Why there is no increase? Why there is no upachay decrease? Why there is no change? Why na vyabhicharaha? No constant change, any modifications? Because nir avayavatvat. Because it is partless, indivisible whole. Dehadivate. Dehadivate. Why? Now what about the deha? Deha adi means deha etc. All the any physical body, any physical form, anything, any gross form is what? Subject to change. Dehadayaha vyabhicharanti. Okay? Dehaha vyeti, dehaha vyabhicharati. Why? Avayavatvat. It has many parts. Divisible. Understand? Therefore. Na api.
Na api.
Na api.
Na api.
Atmiyena.
Atmiyena.
Atmiyabhavat.
Atmiyena.
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 Atmiyabhavat.
Atmiyabhavat.
Na api atmiyena.
Na api atmiyena.
Atmiya abhavat.
Atmiya abhavat.
Okay. यथा
यथा
देवदत्तः
देवदत्तः
धनहान्या
धनहान्या
व्येति
व्येति
नतु
नतु
एवम्
एवम्
ब्रह्म
ब्रह्म
व्येति
व्येति.
ओके, सो हियर ही गिव्स एग्जांपल. सपोज इट डजंट चेंज मीन्स हाउ हाउ द सेल्फ एज द सेल्फ there is no change. You don't change. Okay, you don't change means what? You the same, the waker is the dreamer, dreamer is the sleeper, understand? The same thing, there's no change. And even before the manifestation, the self was. After this manifestation, the self is. Even when the jagat becomes unmanifest, the body is, even in sleep, everything is resolved, still the self is. As pure awareness, I think I gave you, it is as the very self, okay, because the very self is not even different. Suppose, he gives example, Devadattaha dhanahanya vyeti, Devadattaha dhanahanya vyeti, suppose, dhanahanihi, when there's loss of wealth, no? We can say, oh, one has become very, is gone down, is gone down. When he met with the loss. Loss of money makes a person lose his weight, her weight, because of the worry and sadness. Then we can say that. Vyeti means, but not the self. Physically one can become thin or fat. Things, suppose happy situations may make one, no, really, they make one
fat.
And the unhappy situations, not fat as well, definitely it makes us fat, okay. Sometimes even the unhappy situations, which results in depression also sometimes makes people eat more. Mm-hmm. And even then people put on weight, that's a different thing. So that vyayaha, okay, that change in terms of increase or decrease can take place. Like dhanahanya devadattaha vyeti, okay, dhanahanihi has made him slim, thin, has gone down, has lost his weight because of the sorrow. Why? Because dhanahanihi, he has lost a lot of money. You can say, but natu brahma. Why natu brahma? The reality does not undergo any change. Dhana hanihi does not make the self thin, okay, undergo any changes. Or dhana praptihi also will not make the bring up any change. Dhana praptihi, natu dhana hanihi, nothing can bring up any change on the part of the self. Why atmiya bhavena? Because being the very self, very truth, no change whatsoever happens. Such things, no, do not happen. Ataha
avyayasya
asya
brahmanaha vinasham.
Ataha, therefore, ataha always, ataha means, is an indeclinable word, which means therefore. When it says therefore, now there should not be any doubt. Whenever therefore comes, there is a result, concluded, final conclusion, okay, is given here, doubt-free understanding should be there. Therefore, ataha kim? Avyayasya asya brahmanaha, okay, vinasham nakaschit kartum arhati. No, none can cause any destruction to this Brahman, the Sat, okay, which is of the nature, which is indeclinable, which is not subject to any change.
Atmanam vinashayitum
shaknoti. None is capable of destroying the self. Na kaschit atmanam. Who is this Brahman? The reality, satta of the jagat is atma. Jagataha satta Brahman is the atma. Na kaschit avinashayitam shaknoti. None is able to destroy the self. No one is able to destroy the self. Ishwaraha api, even Bhagavan cannot destroy. Ishwaraha api, even Ishwara cannot destroy the self. And what else can destroy self? If Ishwara himself cannot destroy the self. Why? Because the self of Ishwara, the self of you is one and the self. One and the same. Atma hi Brahma. Excellent. The self, see, the reality as the self of the universe is indicated by the word Brahman. The self of the oneself indicated by the word Atma. Understand? Being one and the same, even Ishwaraha also, Lord also cannot, destroy the self. Why Ishwara also cannot destroy the self? Atma hi Brahma. The self, the truth of one's own mind, which is available for understanding as the substance of the substantive I, as pure awareness, the consciousness, the chit, is the sat, which is indicated by the word Brahman, as the self of the universe. That Atma, being Brahman, even Ishwaraha also cannot destroy the Atma. Swatmani. Na kriya virodhat. Swatmani cha. Kriya virodhat. Why? Because self is of the nature of actionlessness. You know that self is of the nature of actionlessness and is not subject to any action. Nor is an object of action. Nothing can work upon the Atma, nor does Atma do any action. Kriya virodhat. Okay? The self cannot cause any destruction to itself. Brahman and Atma are one and the same. Atma is Brahma, Brahman is Atma. The Ishwara also cannot bring up cannot destroy the self. Understand? See, I want to explain one more thing here. Atmiyena Atmiya Bhavat. Listen to this. See, how the self, self cannot be destroyed by itself. We think, suppose people talk about the committing a suicide. Okay? When they commit a suicide, what do they think? If I commit a suicide, I can die. When they say I, they really don't mean they don't understand what they mean I. Really, even this, whether homicide or suicide or natural death, no death can really destroy the self. Only body can be destroyed. Body can be destroyed, not the self. And why? Because the self as pure awareness is there even before the birth of the body. And it continues to exist even in the body. And it continues to exist even after the body is destroyed. You have understood already. I told you one thing. Just as when you, even before the birth, we all can say, did you exist before you were born? If we say, you will all say, I know very well, I did not exist before I was born. Before I was born, I did not exist. We will say very clearly, I did not exist. I know I was not before I was born. How do you know that you were not there before you were born?
You have to be there to know.
Understand? You know you were not there before means the awareness, as pure awareness. Understand? Just as in deep sleep state, nothing is known. Jagat is not there. When you wake up from sleep, you know the knowledge that I am also was not there in deep sleep state. Jagat was not there. Jagat being not there in deep sleep state is known to you because there is a knowledge of nothing being there. Understand? That knowledge is what? Consciousness. Similarly, before you were born, you say, before I was born, I did not exist. I was not there. Before I was born, I was not there. That is known to you. Therefore, there is knowledge of yourself being not there before your birth. Is what? The knowledge. That knowledge is what? Awareness. Consciousness. Understand? That is the real self. Therefore, we say here, and that self is the very chit, the consciousness. The chit is the sat, existence of the universe. The chit, the consciousness, happens to not being the sat, the existence of the universe, which is the Brahman, which is Atma. The sat is the chit, chit is the sat, and the chit, which is the sat of the universe, chit, the consciousness, the pure knowledge, which is the sat, the existence of the universe, is in fact the Atma, the self of everything, which is indicated by the word, which is limitless reality, which is Brahman. Therefore, it is not subject to any change or whatsoever. It is not subject to any destruction. It cannot be made bigger than what it is. It cannot be made small also. It is what it is. And that reality pervades everything. This entire universe is pervaded by that. Hey Arjuna, may you know that to be Avinashi. So clear? Kim punaha?
Kim punaha?
Tate?
Tate?
Asate?
Asate?
Yate?
Yatate?
Swatmasattam?
Swatmasattam?
Vyabhicharati?
Vyabhicharati?
Iti? What is that? We know now, sat is sat na vyeti. Please listen carefully, I'm repeating it. Sat is the chit which is na vyeti, na vyabhicharati, does not undergo any changes. Kim katham na apachayena va, na apachayaha asti, na upachayaha asti. Na vyeti sat, we know that now. Then what is that which then swatma, then what is that asat? Swatma sattam vyabhicharati. Then what is asat which undergoes changes? What is that asat then? So the answer is given. So the verse, 17th verse explains, first we understood the 16th verse, what the nature of sat, nature of asat. What is satyam, what is mithya? We understood. Then the 17th verse explains only the sat, and the 18th verse explains what is asat. Antavanta ime deha, antavanta ime deha, nityasyokta sharirinaha, nityasyokta sharirinaha, antavanta ime deha, antavanta ime deha, nityasyokta sharirinaha, nityasyokta sharirinaha, Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmadyudhya swabharata.
Tasmadyudhya swabharata.
Antavanta ime deha.
Antavanta ime deha.
Nityasyokta sharirinah.
Nityasyokta sharirinah.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmadyudhya swabharata.
Tasmadyudhya swabharata.
So he's talking about what is asat now. Okay, asat is, we know what is asat. Asat is that mithya. Asat is mithya. What is mithya? That which exists, that which would not have existed in the past, that which will not exist in future, that which exists only in the present, while existing in the present also, which is dependent on the sat for its existence, which does not have independent existence, and which is subject to, while existing, depending on some sat also, which is subject to change, which undergoes changes, is mithya, which is asat. And what is asat here? So he says, other than the sat, other than the chit, chit alone is sat, other than the chit, everything else is asat. Be very clear. Then he says, ime dehaha. Okay, if you say that sat, which is the chit, is the shariri. Okay, shariri is the one who indwells the body, is the shariri. Shariram asya asti iti shariri. Shariram asya asti iti shariri. Sharirin nakarantaha pullingaha sharirin shabdaha. So shariri in nominative, it is shariri. Okay, who is the shariri? The one who indwells the body. Who is the one who ultimately indwells the body? Shariri. This atma, the self, the sat, is the chit, is the shariri. That shariri, what is its nature? Sharirinaha. Shariri is anashi. Please listen carefully. Shariri is the anashi. What is anashi? Nashaha nasti yasya saha anashin. Like sharirin, he will say anashin, anashi. Okay, again nakaranta shabda. Nakarantaha pullingaha anashin shabdaha, like avinashin, anashin shabdaha. So anashi is nominative, anashinaha shashti, sixth, okay, possessive. So sharirin, sharir, ana, shariri is anashi. Anashi means what? That which does not have destruction, that which is not subject to destruction is anashi. And aprameyaha, aprameyaha, beautiful word. Listen clearly. See, shariri is anashi. Who is shariri here? The one who indwells the body is shariri. And what is shariri? What is, who is the shariri? Sat. What is the sat? Chit. Understand? What is the chit actually? The consciousness. Know that very well. Now, what is the nature of the sat? It is not subject to any destruction. We have understood very well. And that sat, which is the chit, which is shariri, is anashi, not subject to destruction, and it is also aprameyaha. Anashi, one adjective for the shariri. Another adjective is what? Aprameyaha. What does the word aprameyaha mean? Listen carefully. See, the root is ma. I'm sorry to tell you, okay? I have to explain all these things. Ma is the root. Mati, measures. Okay? Pramati, measures correctly. And pramati, What is the noun? Pramanam. Means of measurement, knowledge. Prama, knowledge. Pramati, okay? And prameya is what now? Measurable. Measured. That which can be measured. So potential passive, what we say? Prameya. That which can be measured. That which can be known. That which can be objectified. That which can be perceived. So perceptible, perceivable, measurable, okay, objectifiable is prameya. Anything which can be objectified, can be known, okay, which is available, which is perceptible, is what? Measurable. Objectifiable. Maya means measured. That which can be measured, that which can be objectified, that which can be perceived. Perceptible is prameya. But imperceptible is what? Aprameya. The self. What is the self here? The shariri, the indweller. Shariri. What is it? What is sat? The sat. What is it? Chit. What is this chit? Anashi. Not subject to any destruction. And what is this? Aprameyaha. Not objectifiable. Not available for objectification. It is imperceptible, immeasurable, imperceptible. Why? Because the Sat, which is the Chit, being the absolute knower, the subject, we know, we have understood everything has, everything in Drit Drishya Viveka Prakriya, we have understood very well how everything is an object of knowledge. Okay, is an object, the mithya, you understood, and how the knower is the subject, the knower is pure consciousness. The subject, the knower, the pure consciousness, the chit is what? Not an object of knowledge. Okay, knower, the consciousness being available for understanding as the subject, the pure knower, is not available for understanding as an object of knowledge. Understand? Because of the presence of which, presence of who, any perception is possible, any knowledge is possible, any understanding is possible, that vastu is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, aprameyaha. Aprameyaha means imperceptible, unobjectifiable. Is it clear? Therefore, he says, Shariri is the Sat is the Chit, and the Chit is Anashi, indestructible. Not only indestructible, it is imperceptible, aprameyaha. But of this self, of this, the self, the atma, the shariri, the indestructible, imperceptible, understand, indestructible, imperceptible, the subject, the sat, the chit, of the shariri, of all the sharirani, okay, ime dehaha, all these bodies, ime dehaha, all these bodies other than the atma, the subject, all these dehaha, ime dehaha, all these bodies, what? Antavantaha. The shariri is also nityaha. One more word I have to see. Shariri is nityaha, shariri is anashi, shariri is aprameyaha. Whereas, that nityasya sharirinaha, anashinaha, aprameyasya sharirinaha, ime dehaha. All these bodies of that self, we don't say selves, okay? Be careful here. These bodies of that imperceptible, imperishable, indestructible, okay, everlasting self, these bodies have an end. Antavantaha. See, the beauty is antaha asya asti iti antavantaha antavan. See, dehaha, listen carefully, dehaha antavan. I can say Alan Mahodiha Nidravan. Okay, one who is endowed, okay, with sukham of sleep. Okay, now Pustakavan, Buddhiman, Gunavan, Dhanavan, Shriman, like that, one who has Dehaha is Dehavan. Dehavan. Dehavan is singular. Okay? So, Dehasti Dehavan. One who has an end. Antavan. Okay? Dehaha is Antavan. Shariri is Dehavan. Understand? But Dehaha is Antavan. Dehaha, the body has an end. That which has an end is Antavan. And Dehaha Antavantaha. Antavan, Antavanto, Antavantaha. Okay? It is in plural. Dehaha Antavantaha. All these bodies have an end. All these bodies have an end means all these bodies are subject to change. End means what? They undergo change. They don't remain the same. They have an end. Subject to relative destruction. Ime dehaha antavantaha natu shariri. Shariri na antavan. Shariri, listen carefully. Shariri na antavan. Why? It has no end. Because shariri is not adivan also. There is no beginning. There is no anta. There is no change. Na adihi na madhyam na antaha. Okay? It is beginningless, endless, changeless, everlasting. How is nityaha? Shariri is nityaha. Eternal. Everlasting. Nityaha means what? Beginningless, endless, changeless. What about the dehaha? Dehaha is antavan. Why is antavan? Because it has beginning. It has adi. Why it is therefore adivan, antavan? Therefore also what? The vyayaha. Okay, it is subject to change. Ime dehaha antavantaha. Who this deha? No, ime dehaha antavantaha. But what about the shari? Dehaha antavan. Shariram antavate. But shariri, the dehi, is not antavan. Shariri is not antavan. Why? Because na adivan. It is nityaha, aprameyaha, anashi. Nityaha, aprameyaha, anashi. How can you say it is nityaha? Because it is anashi. How it is anashi? How do you know? It is chit. How do you know it is chit? It is aprameyaha, not object of knowledge. Not objectifiable. It is imperceptible. How? Because available as the very knower, the subject. For understanding. That's the chit. Because it is pure chit, pure knowledge, the consciousness, how can it get destroyed? Okay.
What's the difference between saying avinashi and anashi?
At the same meaning, vinasha emphasizes the same meaning. See, viseshena nashaha bhavati. Vinashaha, total destruction. Nashaha, destruction. That's the V emphasis the same meaning. Vinashaha, total destruction. Nashaha, destruction. So, this Atma is not subject to destruction at all. It is not subject to total destruction. It is not subject to relative destruction. Whereas, Asat is subject to relative destruction, which is a change. Is it clear? Yeah. Therefore, tasmad. Now you can say no. Nityasya. Say no.
Nityasya.
Anashinaha.
Anashinaha.
Aprameyasya.
Aprameyasya.
Sharirinaha.
Sharirinaha.
Ime dehaha.
Ime dehaha.
antavantaha.
Antavantaha.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
He Bharata.
He Bharata.
Yudhyasva.
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 Is the prohod. Okay. He Bharata. Therefore, tasmat yudhyasva. May you do your, okay, may you fight. May you fight means what? May you go and kill. No. May you do your duty. May you do what is to be done by you. Okay, tava kartavyam kuru. May you do what is right, what is proper, what is to be done. Okay, because your performance, see, your performance of what is to be done, what is to be done, okay, what is to be doing what is to be done, in fact, is not going, not doing what is to be done is not going to free you. Doing, not doing what is to be done is not going to free you from, not going to free you from problems, leave you from problems. Whether you do it or you don't do it, understand what is sat and what is mithya. These physical bodies, whether you are going to do your duty or not, these bodies are antavantaha. They are subject to, they have an end, they are subject to change and they are subject to destruction. Whether you do it or not, you do your duty or not, you cannot stop them from being destroyed. And whether you do your duty or not, you cannot cause any destruction to the self. Whether you fight, you don't fight. You cannot stop the bodies from being destroyed. You cannot really destroy the self. Okay? Know the truth, do the needful. Know the truth, understand the truth, do the needful. Tasma, therefore, he Bharata Yudhisva. Antavanta ime deha.
Antavanta ime deha. Nityasyokta sharirinaha. Nityasyokta sharirinaha. Anashino prameyasya. Anashino prameyasya. Tasmad yudhyasva Bharata.
Tasmad yudhyasva Bharata.
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 See, doing one's duties or doing actions cannot change the nature of Sat and Asat. Atma is Sat, Anatma is Mithya, Asat. Anatma being asat is subject to change. And atma being sat is not subject to change. Your doing or not doing is not going to change the nature of sat and asat. Sat is sat, asat is asat. So you do the right, you do the needful. That is the teaching here. Once this sat, asat confusion is not there, then you are not affected. You will just effortlessly, happily, enthusiastically, comfortably, you can keep doing what is to be done. Yes, sir. Antavantaha.
Antavantaha.
Iti.
Iti.
Okay. Now he explains antaha.
Antaha.
See, before to explain the word antavantaha, Shankara says antaha. What does the word antaha mean? He says vinashaha. See, antaha literally means what? End. End implies what? The death. Death means what? The change. Change means what? Destruction. Relative destruction. Therefore, he says, vinashaha. Okay, or total destruction. Antaha, vinashaha, vidyate yesham. Okay, here vinashaha here means the relative destruction. The destruction in general. Okay. Vinashaha vidyate yesham. those which are subject to change, those which have the change are called antavantaha. Ke antavantaha, what are those which have an end? What are those which are subject to destruction? No? Yesham antaha vidyate, yesham antaha vinashaha vidyate, te antavantaha, those which have destruction, those which are subject to destruction are said to be the antavantaha. Yatha mrigatrishnikadav sadbuddhihi anuvritta pramana nirupanante vichidyate saha tasya antaha. He goes to something else. He doesn't say simple meaning, okay? He says, what is antaha? What is destruction? What is change, you know? How the change takes place? He explains, yatha mriga trishnikadav sadbuddhihi anuvritta pramana nirupana ante vichidyate saha tasya antaha. For example, he gives, see, mrigaha means deer. Mrigat, the trishna means thirst. Mrigat trishnika or mrigat trishna means mirage water. The mirage water always attracts deers in the forest. Okay, the deers run after the mirage water, mistaking the water for real water. They run and they run and they run and they run. At last they die. Because there's no real water. Okay?
Exhaustion.
They say mrigatrishnika is mirage water. They utter only the deers. That's why it's called mrigatrishnika. We don't go out of mirage water. Okay? Who are attracted and who get killed? Who get, no, who become really victimized, no? Really, this deers. They say mrigatrishnika. Mirage water. But what we do, when you see the mrigatrishnika, the mirage water, we think it is real. It seems to be real for us. Even for us, the mirage water, when you see from distance, it appears to be very much real. We think our cognition of the mirage water now is real. We say it is real. The mirage water, which is not real water, mistaken for the real water, that is it what sadbuddhi of the, we mistake it for the real. Okay? And then, pramanant, so, first we mistake it for real. Pramana nirupana ante. Then, pramana nirupanam. Then you go near the water, use the proper pramanam, okay, touch and see. Okay, and you see the water, oh my god, when you go near, proper, use the proper pramanam, you go near, see, touch, and see, then nirupanam, it becomes proved. What is that? Nirupana ante, after proving, examining what is there, it becomes proved. What becomes proved? Nirupana ante vichidyate, your cognition of the water be mistaken for real. Now, vichidyate, it gets destroyed. Vichidyate, it is broken. Broken means what? It is destroyed. It changes. Then, saha tasya antaha. That is end of the
concept.
Okay, the knowledge, the erroneous knowledge. Erroneous knowledge, when it is corrected on verification, becomes destroyed. Erroneous knowledge on verification being corrected, understand, comes to an end. That is taha antaha. Is it clear? Tatha. He gives very subtle meaning. Example. Is it clear? Tatha.
Tatha.
Similarly, yatha, tatha. Just as, so, tatha always follows. Tatha.
Tatha.
Ime dehaha.
Ime dehaha.
Ime dehaha, all these bodies, no, this ime. That I know this, I am dehaha. Imo deho, ime dehaha. Ime dehaha, these physical bodies, these dehaha bodies, swapna,
swapna,
maya,
maya,
dehadi vacha,
dehadi vacha,
swapna maya dehadi vacha,
swapna maya dehadi vacha,
antavantaha,
antavantaha.
See, these bodies also, which seem to be real in waking state, are, no, they also, as asat, as mithya, as, no, the dehas which you enjoy in the dream state. Suppose in dream, whatever forms and names you see in the dream, when you wake up from dream, they are not non-existent, unreal, nor are they real, they are mithya. Once you wake up, there is an end. When you wake up from sleep, the dream has come to an end. The dream has an end. How long is the dream? How long does the dream exist? As long as you are dreaming, the dream exists. When does the dream come to an end? When you wake up. So, when you wake up, okay, the dream is what? Antavatu. Okay, dream has an end. When you wake up from sleep. Similarly, this physical, he gave one example of what? Mrigatrishnika, how the erroneous knowledge of the Mrigatrishnika being mistaken for the real on verification gets corrected and has an end. Similarly, how the dream world, the dream experience, which seems to be very, very real, and when you wake up from sleep, it becomes, you know, it comes to an end. It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. On verification, there is no water anymore. It's not real anymore. Similarly, when you wake up from sleep, the dream is not real anymore. Mm-hmm. Understand? Similarly, this physical body comes to an end. Similarly, this physical body also what? You're going to see now? Ime dehaha. Antavantaha, they also will become what? They'll also have an end. They'll also as, okay, they are as good as the dream experience. They're as good as the, you know, Mrigatrishnika. And Nityasya, Sharirinaha. That means, the bodies are subject to change. They will not remain permanent. They will not last forever. How they are subject to change? They are, you know, as changeable as the Mrigatrishnika, the knowledge of Mrigatrishnika, are, okay, they are as changeable as what? The,
right,
the swapna, the experience of dream world. Understand? Mm-hmm. All experiences are subject to change. This physical, see, the subtle experiences, the knowledge, are all subject to change. Mm-hmm. Similarly, this gross physical body also is subject to change. See, here you have to understand, the subtle is subject to change, the experiences are subject to change. Understand? Knowledge is subject to change, and here, this gross physical body also is subject to change. Nityasya Sharirinaha. So, you have to understand the Nityasya is adjective for Sharirinaha. Why? Nityaha Shariri. And if you read it in possessive case, Nityasya Sharirinaha. So, Shariri, Shankaracharya explained, Shariri is equal to Shariravan. Like Dehavan, Antavan, Shariravan. One who has the body is what? Shariravan. Dehavan, Shariravan. Sharirinaha Dehavataha. Okay? So he said, Shariravataha. Okay? For the one who has the Shariram, for the Dehi, the Atma. When you say Sharirinaha, for the eternal self, he says, Shariravataha, Anashinaha, Aprameyasya, Atmanaha, Antavantaha, Iti Uktaha, Vivekibihi, Ityarthaha. So, he makes it very clear, the Sat, which is the Chit, okay, the consciousness, the self, is the Shariri, and that Shariri is Nityaha, Anashi, Aprameyaha. It is eternal, it is everlasting, it is not subject to change, and it is not objectifiable, it is imperceptible. But the physical bodies of this self, which is everlasting, eternal, imperceptible. Now, so that these physical bodies have an end, it is subject to change. Iti uktaha, it has been said by whom? Vivekibihi, people of discriminative knowledge. Discriminate people have said, what discrimination do they have? Who have the wise people, the wise men, the wise people who have the discriminative knowledge of understanding of what is sat and what is mithya, what is asat, they are the vivekis. Okay, so by vivekibihi, by the vivekis, by the men of discriminate knowledge, it has been very clearly said, these physical bodies have an end, but the shariri is nityaha, aprameyaha and anashi. These physical bodies are mithya, they are asat, they are subject to change. So you also, may you become a viveki. That is what is expected of. Viveki.
Oh, Viveki.
Viveki. Am I very fast?
No, it's good.
Okay. Nityasya.
Nityasya.
Anashinaha.
Anashinaha.
Iti.
Iti.
Na.
Na.
Punaruktam.
Punaruktam.
Okay. Nityasya. He says, Anashinaha iti punaha na uktam. It's not repeated. He expects us to understand. Nityasya means eternal. That's the meaning. So it's not repeated. Nityatvasya.
Nityatvasya.
Dvividhatvat.
Dvividhatvat.
Loke.
Loke.
Nashasya cha.
Nashasya cha.
Yatha,
yatha
dehaha,
dehaha
basmi bhutaha,
basmi bhutaha
adarshanam gataha,
adarshanam gataha
nashtaha,
nashtaha
uchyate,
uchyate
vidyamanaha api,
vidyamanaha api
yatha,
yatha
anyatha,
anyatha
parinataha,
parinataha
vyadyadi yuktaha,
Jataha,
Jataha, Nashtaha Uchyate,
Nashtaha Uchyate,
Tatra,
Tatra,
Nityasya,
Nityasya,
Anashinaha,
Anashinaha,
Iti,
Iti,
Dvividhena Api,
Dvividhena Api,
Nashena,
Nashena,
Asambandhasya,
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 Ityarthaha,
Ityarthaha,
Anyatha,
Anyatha,
Prithivyadivat,
Prithivyadivat,
Api,
api
nityatvam,
nityatvam
syat,
syat
atmanaha,
atmanaha
tat
mabhut
iti,
iti
nityasya,
nityasya
anashinaha,
anashinaha
ityaha,
ityaha.
Amazing. Look at this. See, nityaha and anashi, why it is said like this? He is explaining. Anasi means what? Anashi means...
You have to put the light on it.
Sorry. No. Yeah, please have the light. See, nityaha... See, dvividaha nashaha, why it is repeated, he says, nityaha means eternal. Eternal means what? Beginningless, endless and changeless, everlasting. And what about the, there are twofold destructions, dvividaha nashaha. Suppose the physical body is there and body becomes dead, then it is cremated or buried, okay, cremated, ashes are there. The body still continues to exist, but in other form, ashes are there. But the same form is not there, but you cannot say body is not there at all. Body is there in another form.
So
there is no such thing called total destruction. So all these bodies which are said to have an end are subject to relative destruction. Whereas, okay, they also are subject to, nothing is subject to total destruction. There is no such thing called total destruction. Adarshanam. Okay. Total disappearance is not there. It appears in different forms. Body is not there. Ashes are there. Okay, even ashes disappear, something else would have come there. It may be in the form of some small sprout. Become mineral for another seed. It undergoes changes. So we say, this is called, there is no such thing called total destruction. The dividaha nashaha, total destruction, relative destruction, though it is not, there is no total disappearance of something. So these, all these bodies have an end, mean the subject, they undergo changes and they remain in some other form. Whereas the shariri is said to be nityaha, repeat it, anashi and nityaha. Why should I say it twice? Nityaha means eternal, is enough. Again, why should I repeat anashi? Why two words are, punaha why yukta, why it is repeated? Because this atma is not subject to relative destruction also. Anatma the asat is subject to relative destruction. That means it undergoes change, it continues to, asat also continues to exist in different forms. Whereas sat continues to exist the same form without undergoing any changes. It's beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That is the nature of, see, again making it clear. Asat also continues to exist. Now we let us know. Asat always exists. Listen carefully. Asat also has no, asat also exists, sat also exists. Okay? But asat continues to exist, sat also continues to exist. Therefore, asat also must have existed before, sat also exists before. But sat exists, okay, sat and asat both have no beginning, both have no end. But sat exists without undergoing changes, asat exists undergoing changes. Therefore, we say asat has beginning, okay, the beginning of one form, you know, comes to an end. Therefore, beginning of another form becomes an end of the other form. Okay? That is why beginning and end always are relative, are the absolute. See here? That is why the two things are said here. Why he has dvividaha nashaha. Shankaracharya, only Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Dvividaha nashaha. Twofold destruction. Nobody has said. Because the concept of destruction, even the existentialists, I don't think they have any clear idea about it.
So what's the twofold?
Twofold means, see, destruction means, we say there is, nothing gets destroyed for good. Suppose when you say the tree is burnt, the ashes are there, the wood is now, tree is cut into many logs of wood, and that is they're burnt, the ashes are there, we can say no more tree. Tree is destroyed. We can say the tree got destroyed. Tree got destroyed means, is it destroyed totally? No, it's available still in other form, in the form of coal, it's there. So that change of form is said to be relative destruction. But changelessness of the form is what? Nityam. Vidyamanaha api yatha anyata parinataha. Vidyamanaha. See, dehaha vidyate. Vidyamanaha anyata parinataha. It is available in different form. It has changed and undergone changes. No, anyata parinataha. Vyadhyadi yuktaha jataha nashtaha uktaha. Okay? Suppose when you're fresh, when you're healthy, you're fresh, you become sick, you look different. The change. The change. Still, you're not dead, okay? This is a change. Vyadhi brings about a change in you. Healthy person is different from the sick person. The sickness brings about a change. Like that, he says, even the physical bodies, even while living, the changes in the body, no, really, there's many changes. While living also, there are many changes. We already seen, dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. We already seen, the body undergoes many changes. Even in a given stage, where there are situations when you're healthy, there are times when you're unhealthy, where you're sick. The changes are there. So these things are all what, no? So anyatha parinataha, vidyamanaha api anyatha parinataha, even though it is there, body is there, still it undergoes changes. Lot of changes take place in the body. Okay? Therefore, and when it is destroyed also, when the body is dead, even then, we say, still there is only total destruction. There's only relative destruction. But such relative destruction also is not there for the self. There is no such thing called change at all on the part of the Atma. It's not something nice to know about destruction. Isn't it? So you can make it very clear now. Sat has no beginning, asat also has no beginning. Sat has no end, asat also has no end. But the asat undergoes changes, constantly undergoes changes. Asat, sat does not undergo change, any change at all. It's because the asat is subject to change, you know, the constant undergoes changes, we say any given position, given form of the asat, because what? The beginning, it has beginning, it has an end. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Very clear, time?
Yeah.
Okay, let me stop it here.
Could I ask one question?
Yeah? Yeah, please?
This is a question which I keep on asking. For some reason, it's not... You started by saying
asat is
to know that the sat is the chit. The sat is the chit. That this is an important realization at the start of this.
Yeah.
I just don't
get it.
Don't understand why that is the
sat is the chit.
And why it is so. You know, why it is important to... I mean, there's some key that I'm missing. I'm just missing something. I can't understand why that equation is necessary.
Sat is chit. Okay. I tell you. It is not even equation, they are one and the same. Sat itself is the chit. Okay? In fact, chit itself is the sat. Okay? When you say sat, sat means that which lends existence to everything, that which is like the cause, the truth of everything you say. There is one thing which is the sat of, which is the existence of everything. Every small cell, every minutest thing also I'm saying. Every smallest and the biggest and everything, the existence of everything is indicated by the word sat. What is that sat? The existence of everything. Now, we say the chit. What is the chit means what? Consciousness. The pure knowledge. The pure awareness. Pure awareness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness is now the chit. But chit alone is there a sat of everything. Chit is the sat of everything. How do you know that? Because though the whole jagat is nothing but manifestation of the sat. It's like every wave, the entire ocean is the manifestation of the water. Like that, the whole jagat, we say, whole jagat when you say, both sentient and the insentient, every animate, inanimate, everything is the manifestation of the only sat. But how can I understand what is that sat? What is the instrument of knowledge? When I try to understand the sat of the whole jagat, I try to understand what is the sat of the whole jagat. Okay, when I try to understand, what is the instrument of knowledge? Mind. Mind, okay. Mind means what? Where can I know? Knowledge of the sat has to take place where? Only in the mind. So I cannot know any, I can't see sat as the sat. I understand sat is there. I understand sat is there, but I cannot understand sat differently. Sat has to be understood only as the chit. Sat is available for recognition only as the chit. Sat being the sat can be understood only when the sat being the chit is understood. In fact, the sat of the whole jagat is available for recognition as the pure chit, as pure consciousness. And the sat also as the chit, how is it available? As the substance of the substantive first person singular pronoun I, as the truth of the mind, the sat, no, being the chit. How do you arrive at it? The sat is available for understanding only as the chit. You can't know sat as sat. You understand, sat of the universe is available for recognition only as the chit. You understand what chit is. How do you understand what the chit is? As the very truth of the self, mind. How do you understand the chit as the truth of the mind? As the very substance of the substantive singular pronoun I. The knowledge that I am. You reduce everything. When you negate everything as an object of knowledge. This is why Shastra Sampradaya is important. This is why the methodology is important. Without using the methodology, there is no way of arriving at what the Sat is. Sat has to be understood only as the Chit. Okay? Then, Once you understand the chit, how do you understand what the chit is, what the consciousness is? By negating all, objectifying all the thoughts. You objectify all the thoughts and you negate all the thoughts also as objects of knowledge. You one or the other you negate. Your body is negated, senses are negated, everything is negated as non-self. Then you arrive at what? You see the mind. You objectify, no? All the thoughts also are negated as objects of knowledge. Then where do you stop? You come to one thing, what? The knowledge that I am. The knowledge that I am. You arrive at it. When you come to the knowledge that I am, okay, that is also thought. Then you analyze the three states of experience. Then you say, only in waking state, the knowledge that I am is there. In deep sleep state, the knowledge that I am also is not there. But in deep sleep state, nothing is there. The knowledge that I am being not there also is known. What is that? Because of which the knowledge of nothing being there is possible. That is what we say, pure awareness, pure consciousness. That is what is chit. Okay? Therefore, and this chit is always there. Chit exists independent of the mind. Whether the mind is there or not, jagat is there or not, consciousness is being illumining. Without, it doesn't need to do anything. By its very swarupam, illumining what is there. Knowing what is there. Mind is, dream is, awareness is, dream is. Dream is not there, awareness is. Jagat is known, awareness is. Jagat is not there, in deep sleep state, awareness is. Okay? So, jagat is there or not there, awareness is. But minus awareness, where does the jagat exist? Understand? Therefore, we say, the sat of the jagat is to be understood only as the chit. Okay? And the sat being the chit also has to be understood as the substance of the substantive I. No way of understanding, arriving at it. First you understand, then you enhance. The clarity enhances as you study more and more and more and more, the clarity enhances. Then we say, this chit, okay, understand the chit exists independent of the jagat. The jagat does not exist, okay, independent of the chit. Therefore, sat, chit is what? Sat. Karanam. Jagat is what? Karyam. What is this jagat then? Sataha manifestation. The manifestation of the sat is this jagat. What is this sat? This pure chit. Therefore, what is this jagat? Jnanamayaha prapanchaha. The whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Pure knowledge.
So that the knowledge, this I am knowledge, is also relative. Right? Because you have the mind.
The knowledge that I am is also relative.
Relative.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, what these verses try to say, see, Shankaracharya actually, the genius brain, we need somebody like him to say, even to distinguish and say. Because we've done a lot of Rinnasato, Savidyate, Bhavaha, we did 4-3 classes we did. So it is, if we do it fast today. Is it clear now? Satvischit? In fact, that is why I had to explain last class again. This chit, first you say, sat is available for understanding only as the chit. And the chit can be understood, chit being the chit is available for recognition only as a substance, the truth of your own mind. Okay? And even the mind also, all the thoughts, for every way, what is the truth? Like every thought, consciousness is the truth, existence. But how long can you objectify? The one place you have to stop, beyond which you cannot go. That's why I told always the knowledge that I am is the dead end of the mind. I always says, told that many times. The knowledge that I am is the thought, is the dead end of the mind, I always say.
The first time we met, you said that.
I've been repeating. See, you have to listen, it become very clear.
Karya karanam prakriya will only take you as far as the knowledge I am. And then to go beyond that, you have to meet the...
Karana karya prakriya also, just examples, actually, what is the karanam? No? Then you understand this, okay, the sat has to be understood only as the chit. Okay? When you understand what chit is, then you understand this chit alone is the sat of the universe. You cannot see chit sat separately, okay? The chit is the sat of the universe. The pure consciousness, the chit, is the existence of the universe. Because Jagat does not exist independent of the consciousness.
So did you say that the sat is the substance of the substantive I?
Yeah. The sat is available for recognition as the chit. And the chit is available for recognition as the substance of the substantive singular pronoun I. For which you have to, the prakriya helps you. Then you say, this chitta lord, chit is the sat of everything. Then when you understand sat and chit, anantam becomes very clear. That we'll see later on. We're going to see that anyway. Next. The
following. Just to be 100% clear, you see, after objectifying the jagat, then going to the body, the mind, the senses, the prana, the power, that process of elimination and objectification will end up with I, or I am, the thought, the I thought. That can't be objectified in that way.
Which can't be betrayed?
The I thought.
Yeah.
Who is objectifying?
No. I also, not nothing, that's what I'm saying. How the I being an object of knowledge, the knowledge that I am also is a thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The knowledge that I am. Because knowledge of anything is a thought.
Yeah.
So knowledge that I am is also thought. And that thought means any thought is object of knowledge.
So thought. It can be objective.
Yeah, so the knowledge that I am is also an object of knowledge. How do you understand? For that, you have to always analyze the deep sleep state.
That's what
experience.
So you've got to go to the other prakriya.
Yeah, avasthatraya prakriya has to, you have to use it. Even then, you say, suppose in waking state, the knowledge that I am is there. It must be there. For the jagat to be existent, it should be evident. For jagat to be evident, it's evident to who? I. Me. Evident to me. That means I must be there. So the knowledge that I am is there in waking state. Understand? In deep sleep state, the knowledge that I am is not there. The knowledge that jagat is also is not there. Nothing is there. Nothing, no experience is there. But there is an experience of no experience. And then what is that because of the presence of which the knowledge of nothing being there is possible? Okay? That is pure consciousness. Then we say the pure awareness, that is what is chit. Chit, that's how chit can be understood. Yeah.
So how can you, as a body, mind, sense complex, have an experience of this no experience? Is it meditation? Because obviously you or Swami.
You have to come to next class. I'll tell you.
Oh, done.
This is what is.
We're left hanging.
Now that's how we become now excited. When Shastram always, no? That's when Taittiriya Upanishad said, Aho, Aho. No, when the Jnani, when he has the vision, my God, Aho, Aho, Aho. No, that is that how he feels excited about the thing he said. That we, when we hear, He said, because it's very exciting. Immediately you want to get it. Now, it's all to be understood systematically, slowly. Then, that's why without understanding, without having understood, how can you dwell upon the nature of the reality, the self? Okay, that's what is contemplation. That is why contemplation is meditation, meditating upon the nature of the self, enquiry into the meaning of the words of the Shastram. That is possible. Nidhyasam is possible only if it is preceded by mananam and shravanam.
Yeah, that's why I keep asking this question. I mean, I've asked you about 100 times this question, same question. But
I have not answered.
No, this time you've answered 100 times too.
Okay.
I'm beginning to understand the answer. So, because otherwise it's just a matter of accepting.
It's not good enough for me. That is what, you are not expected to accept anything blindly. Understand. Either you understand or you don't understand at all. Okay? Simple acceptance. We don't tell stories here. Okay? Everything has to become very, very clear. But tell you one thing, repeated listening, repeated exposure also is important for certain things to become. The mind also constantly, continuously listening to the same old repeated things becomes subtle. The gross mind becomes subtle, subtler and subtler and subtler, you understand things. So, now what I'm saying, that is very important. Understand, now, see, we're going to see the Atra Suryo Bhati Chandra Tarak, all those words will help you, the Sat being the Chit being the Sat. Okay? First you start like this, Sat is Chit, and Chit alone is the Sat of the Jagat. That you'll understand when I explain those mantras. The Chit is the Sat. Atra Suryo Bhati, all those things when you come across. Even here we are going to see that. Natat bhasayate suryo nashanko nashashanko na pavakaha. No, that all those things we'll see later on.
Which mantra?
Chit being the sat will become very clear. Then once the chit being sat becomes very clear, you also understand that chit is anantam also. Anantam. That is, then you'll understand.
Because already we know the Sat is, I mean, even now, the definition of Sat includes the fact that it's Ananta.
Yeah, yeah.
The way it's defined, Sat is...
Sat is Anantam, we can say, Sat is Anantam, but Sat being the Sat can be understood only, Sat has to be, what is the Sat? Sat is the Chit. The Sat being the Chit should be understood. Then when you understand Sat being the Chit, then Chit alone is the Sat of everything. Chit is the Sat of everything. Why? Because everything exists depending upon the Chit. Whereas Chit exists independent of everything else. Not clear?
Yeah, not clear.
Yeah. We'll leave it for some time, then it will become very clear. Again, I'll talk to you.
101. You will get the 101th question.
Tell me.
Is it kind of like this whole process, is it kind of like through the mantras and all of that, you kind of understand more and more subtly what you don't understand in order to... In other words, you learn more what you don't know in order to know, a little bit.
What I'm saying, systematically, continuously, in fact, the Shastra teaching itself is such that we have to just listen, keep on listening.
Yeah.
Listening, one has to listen to the teacher a lot. Listen, the clarity will dawn, okay? And then it will enhance. Because what happens, as you listen, lot of doubts will come. I don't say you should not ask your doubts. You can ask your doubts. But you have to wait for the teacher to complete a given topic, given thing. You have to wait for this whole thing to be completed. Because you may have a doubt. If you start explaining the doubt, then it will not remove the vagueness. Still, because it has its own way of unfolding itself. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Swasti prajabhyav paripalayantam nyayena margena mahimahishaha gobrahmane bhishbhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavanto kale varshatu parjanyaha prithivi sasya shalini desho yamkshobharahitaha brahmana santu nirbhayaha sarve bhavantu sukhinaha sarve santu niramayaha sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet om asat oma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritangamaya om shanti 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 hari om tat sat shri gurubhyo namaha hari om.